we have a motion to replace the police contract.
Oh, yeah. Do we decide what we're going to do?
Mr. Chairman, we're just talking about that. We can either do, as Supervisor Driscoll indicated, we can distribute it to everybody informally through the internal processes here, or we can take the formal action and make sure it's included in the packet that goes to the full board for board day. I believe the chairman of the board's preference is that we just do it on a more informal basis. But yeah, if you prefer that we take a vote and send it in a formal manner, we can do that as well.
Supervisor Driscoll.
Could I have a question about that? The one reason I see for including it in a formal packet is it then makes it to the archives. And for research purposes, someone may well be interested in finding that in the archives of the board meetings. Has anyone ever addressed that?
Well, with Legistar, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, with Legistar now, all of these materials are archived and they're out there publicly, and everybody has access to them. So previously, a matter had to go to the board to become distributed to everybody. But now, through Legistar, it's out there for everybody to see. And that's the thinking why we can eliminate one step of our processes if it's out there on Legistar.
So even for archival purposes, it is widely distributed and would be accessible to someone who may only be looking at board packet materials following the formal votes?
That's my understanding.
Well, if that's true, I mean, I guess I basically made the motion based on the request that was in the letter. I sometimes think it's useful to have a formal vote, that the committee showed that we all felt it was important enough to.
We're okay.
If you prefer, we can do that.
We have a motion to receive and place on file the report on item number 2.
Jerseth?
Yes.
Weishaw?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Rodrick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-0 knows this item will be received and placed on file.